Topic 9. A leisure centre. Cue card. Describe a leisure centre you often go to. You should say what it is and when you go there. What facilities it has. What you do there. And explain why you like this place.
One leisure centre that I really enjoyed going to was located in Tianjin. It was in Teda, actually. It was in a hotel and it was quite nice. One of the facilities that I enjoyed using was the swimming pool. It was indoors and heated and very relaxing. There was also a bowling alley, which along with the bowling had some nice shuffleboard tables that were clean and not too busy. The restaurant was quite nice with good food and wonderful service. I love to go to the karaoke bar that they had there and sing to my heart's content. I even practice some English songs like Sounds of Silence and My Heart Will Go On from the movie Titanic. If I felt tired after studying or working all week, I would go to the massage centre and after just an hour there, I felt on top of the world. Then, of course, there was the jacuzzi and the sauna, to just lay back and let the heat and the water take away the pressures and tension out of this world. Some nights at the restaurant, they would have floor shows with dancing and singing. If I wanted to go out and meet someone or just enjoy a drink, I would go to the disco that they had there and boogie to the wee hours of the morning.
Part 3. Healthy lifestyle. 1. How do Chinese people like to relax?
I think that one of the most common ways that Chinese people like to relax is to go out to a restaurant with their friends or family and enjoy a good meal together. Another way to relax for them is to simply go out for a walk and enjoy the evening or morning atmosphere. It's an excellent way to relieve stress. Chinese also like to read books, and the youth enjoy going to internet cafes and playing computer games.
2. Do you think most Chinese people lead a healthy lifestyle nowadays?
To be honest, it seems to me that we don't lead a very healthy lifestyle. We work a lot, are under stress, and often have to travel on crowded buses or subways. Sometimes the Chinese men in particular drink a little too much and end up with health problems. The way that we eat is not so good, with many foods being fried with a lot of oil.
3. What do Chinese people think about daily exercise? Is it considered important?
If you ever go by a health club and see all the sophisticated machinery there, one of the most outstanding things you will notice is that it is almost empty. Most Chinese people just don't use that equipment. They don't consider it very important. Now, of course, things are changing a bit, and you do see some Chinese people out jogging or working out, but it is a slow change. With the younger generation, exercise is changing, as you will see lots of young guys out on the basketball court for hours on end.
Leisure and work. 4. Do you think employers should provide recreational facilities for their employees?
It would be a good idea to do this. It would increase productivity because it would increase stamina and mental alertness. Exercise is good for you, and sometimes people working just get weary sitting at their desk for hours at a time. The employers don't have to provide facilities, but it would be in their best interests to do so, and help to lift the spirits of their employees.
5. Should employees be paid overtime for working on the weekend?
Well, if they didn't get paid, there might be a mini revolution. The weekends are very special to most people, and to have to work is a sacrifice as it is, and not to get paid would add insult to injury. On the other side of the coin, if the reason that they are working is that they didn't get the work done during the week, then they should come in of their own accord to finish this work, and the company shouldn't have to pay for this.
6. How do you think a person can find a balance between the time spent at work and the time spent on leisure.
They say all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. Well, the same holds true in reverse. All play and no work makes Jack a very poor boy. Each has to be in its own place, a time to work and a time to enjoy life. Even if you enjoy your work, you should pull yourself away from it in order to have the proper balance in your life. Sometimes you just have to stop whatever you are doing, whether work or play, and do the opposite to have a healthy life. Many people these days are literally dying of overwork, while other people are wandering around day after day with nothing to do. It is a tough thing to do, but you have to discipline yourself to work and then play.
Describe a leisure centre you often go to. You should say what it is and when you go there, what facilities it has, what you do there, and explain why you like this place. 1. How do Chinese people like to relax? 2. Do you think most Chinese people lead a healthy lifestyle nowadays? 3. What do Chinese people think about daily exercise? Is it considered important? 4. Do you think employers should provide recreational facilities for their employees? 5. Should employees be paid overtime for working on the weekend? 6. How do you think a person can find a balance between the time spent at work and the time spent on leisure?